Looking forward to this conversation with Scott Gillespie. As I mentioned before the break, Scott with the Star Tribune for a long time. Former Star Tribune opinion editor. He was involved year after year, election after election, meeting with his fellow opinion editors and members of the board, deciding, okay, who are we going to endorse? If it's a president, a member of the city council, a Senate seat, you name it. And the news happened first last week with the L.A. Times, where it appeared the family of the owner stepped in. First, it seemed like the owner, friends with Musk, was that a part of it? And the daughter comes out and suggests that she's very upset with Harris and her policies towards Israel and Gaza, that she has not been critical enough of Israel. Then the Washington Post, again, like the L.A. Times, about to announce their endorsement. And the Post says, we're going to pass. A lot of people finger-pointing at Jeff Bezos. Bezos and Trump have battled before. Blue Origin and the role Trump could play if he's back in the presidency. And again, at both papers, L.A. Times, Washington Post, top-level editors and writers leaving, upset about the decision. Scott's here. Scott's faced this decision before on who to select with the Tribune. And Scott is here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good to chat with you, my friend. As you looked at what happened with those prominent papers, as a person who was right in the middle of that, what was your reaction?
I felt sorry for the journalists who are involved, that they weren't allowed to do their work, to be independent, to uphold the traditions of their newspapers and their editorial boards, which are long and storied. I was not shocked, especially surprised, yes, especially with the Washington Post. That one took me, I guess, by surprise, because obviously that's the newspaper of Bradley, Woodward, Bernstein, Democracy Dies in Darkness, and because of their owner's decision, apparently, and his handpicked publisher, they've decided to stay out of the biggest presidential election that's come along in a long time.
Do you think that the two owners need to step forward and provide some clarity, and are you expecting that to happen?
I think they should. I think when you buy a media organization, which they did, you take on the responsibility of being part of a journalistic enterprise. And I think the best media outlets do explain to their readers, their listeners, their viewers, why they made the big decisions that they make. Do I expect them to? I don't know that I know enough about those two ownership, you know, groups and in Bezos' case individual to make a prediction on that. But probably not, I guess, if I had to guess. But I wish they would.
Scott, there was a time when the Star Tribune in this area, the L.A. Times, Washington Post, we could go through the list. There was nothing comparable to their influence. Let me say again, in this state, the Star Tribune is still by far the number one news source. However, unlike 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we have so many other options, whether it's more television options, radio options, blogs, podcasts, you name it. Where do you think we are now with the impact and the import and the influence of editorial endorsements now compared to where they once were?
I think there's probably less of an impact because there's just more noise. There's obviously, as you said, Chad, there are way more outlets for people to go to, more places to get both factual information but also misinformation. That's why that misinformation piece is why I think it's really important for trusted voices, and I like to think that at least among some readers, the publications we're talking about today have very, very loyal, trusted readers who trust in them. Many people who don't live and breathe the political cycle, and they look to those voices for guidance. And then, you know, you get to that point where people will say, well, you shouldn't tell people how to vote. We were really always pretty careful in our language. We tried to make it clear to people that we were just giving the editorial board's opinion of who the best candidate was in a race based on our reporting, frequently in-person meetings with those candidates, and hope to add to the public discussion in a way that was beneficial and that was good for Minnesota and for our readers. And I think that these media outlets take a credibility hit when they decide to sit out the biggest questions that we face in this country and in this state.
This is Scott Gillespie, former Star Tribune opinion editor. He's with me, Chad Hartman here. It's 44 past one. What is your feeling about the Tribune, a policy they didn't announce this week? They announced months ago that they were going to break from tradition and they were not going to formally endorse a president, a senator, and other races.
I was disappointed. I left the paper May 31st and entered retirement. At that point, I don't think the decision had been made. I was asking because it was a point where we needed to start. The staff that was going to be there after I left needed to start planning. I really didn't get an answer about whether or not they were going to do endorsements at that point. So I was disappointed. I will give my former paper a great deal of credit for being upfront, which the Times and the Post really, I don't think, did a great job of. And my successor did a column that explained the reasoning. I just happen to disagree with the decision and the reasoning, and I don't think it's beneficial for readers.
I want to follow up on that because I saw a few people on Twitter this past weekend referencing Glenn Taylor, because a lot has been made about the Times owner, and even more so Jeff Bezos, and you nailed it. This is Washington, D.C., and this is a presidential race. Some hinting that, well, was Glenn Taylor involved? I want you to tell me if you ever felt Glenn was involved in editorial decisions. My feeling is from afar that he was not, and Glenn is a proud Republican. If Glenn was going to exert his influence on the editorial board, then why would he select Steve Grove as publisher, who's fresh out of the Walz administration and is a longtime Democrat? That's an odd way to push his Republican agenda, in my opinion.
That's a good point. You know, and I can't say whether Glenn had a role in this decision. I will almost guarantee that he was aware of it, and it was discussed with him before it was announced to the readers. We kept him in the loop when I was at the paper on big decisions, especially those involving the editorial board and the opinion pages. At times, he wrote or had others write on his behalf pieces that we published. There was a time where he wanted to write his own editorial. We ended up convincing him to write a byline piece. He was consulted on some personnel matters. So it's not like he wasn't involved, but you make a good point about the hiring of Steve and right out of the Walz administration. And I will say also, I believe the Star Tribune has been well served by Glenn's ownership. I think it's he's done a very good job for the paper and for the state in terms of keeping an independent news organization healthy, and that's terrific. But I just think many decisions are made down there every day. This decision got made on endorsements, and I disagree with it.
Always appreciate it, sir. I hope retirement is going well, and I'll reach out again soon.
See you on the golf course. Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely. Scott Gillespie here. 47 past 1 on News Talk 830 WCCO.